Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day with the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday intro for the second Sunday of Easter, April 28th, 2019. Here on the second Sunday of Easter, we see that final preparation to be the risen Christ's witnesses begins with sight. The apostles were blessed with visibly seeing the risen Lord, overcoming their doubts by the power of the Spirit. They would boldly proclaim the new life to be found in the living one. Blessed to see through eyes of faith, the vision of the first and the last fills our hearts with confidence. Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. In our gospel lesson from John chapter 20, beginning in verse 19, we see that Jesus gives repeated assurances of peace. And when Jesus does so, the gathered disciples are overjoyed to behold the risen Christ with their own eyes. He says, "If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And when he does so, he publicly and officially commits into the hands of those gathered there the ministry of the keys. And with that ministry of the keys, that authority to forgive and not forgive sins in the name of Jesus, Jesus commissions them to proclaim their joy and open the kingdom of heaven to lost sinners. The visible and physical proofs demanded by Thomas anticipate the future doubters of the Son of Man's divinity. But in his grace, we behold our risen Lord even today through word and sacrament. How blessed by the Spirit are we, though we have not visibly seen, yet we see our Lord and our God through the eyes of faith. John chapter 20, beginning in verse 19 and going through verse 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were together behind locked doors because of their fear of the Jews. Jesus came, stood among them, and said to them, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. So the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, I am also sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whenever you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. Whenever you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." But Thomas, one of the 12, the one called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger into the mark of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." After 8 days, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Take your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue to doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus, in the presence of his disciples, did many other miraculous signs that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of our God. We have worship at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Sylvania Road in Maumee, Resurrection Lutheran Church. You could also find us on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.